All right, I'm Western Carolina University Master's in Entrepreneurship student Bill Miller here with Sheena Banai on October 6, 2011 for an entrepreneurship interview, which we're doing on the phone and recording with a digital recorder. Ms. Banai, please know that my goals are to learn some about entrepreneurship, some about you as an entrepreneur, and some things that may be helpful to aspiring entrepreneurs, but you can skip any questions that you're uncomfortable answering. Does that sound good to you?
It sounds great.
All right, great. Ms. Banai, will you please briefly describe your business, Illuminescence, please?
Well, Illuminescence is a company I started. It's a product and educational type of business. And it gives people the ability to learn more about self-awareness and getting more connected to their thoughts and feelings, how it impacts their life, their health, and the lives of others, and also provide supportive remedies to help them gain that awareness, and also in place of some of the other more traditional pharmaceuticals that are used to deal with different states of being, such as anxiety, depression, ADD, that sort of thing.
And you operate Illuminescence from Mount Dora, Florida, is that right?
Yep, I sure do.
Now, you don't have a physical retail location or anything. You kind of operate that kind of online and through word of mouth locally and that type of thing?
Well, I have an online website, and e-commerce is attached to that site, so people can order products online, absolutely, and we ship all over the world. I do have my office in a retail area, which is a community center in Eustis, and I also have some retail products at that location.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about how you started Illuminescence? Kind of an overview, please.
Well, it started actually about, the company started about 5 years ago, but my work with flower essences started back in 1995 when I was in Michigan working with an alternative health practitioner who was an acupuncturist, and he happened to provide flower essences in his office. So I first became aware of them then and started using them in my massage therapy practice as an adjunct to people's healing, and I began to self-study and self-educate, and then beyond that, I got formal education and training from an institute in California, who's the largest manufacturer, distributor, and educator of flower essences in the world. They're called the Flower Essence Society. And after getting that education, I started the company Illuminescence with the aim to, as I say, provide education, outreach, and also the products and services.
Okay.
And part of that is when someone comes into the office, they get a counseling session in conjunction with personalized remedies to assist them in whatever their healing goals are.
Excellent. Is this your first entrepreneurial endeavor?
Yes, aside from where it's actually a structured business, although I've been independently doing massage therapy and healing work since 1995.
Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or why did you decide to become one?
Good question. I guess, all my life I had worked for other people, and I knew I was very inspired to do massage and healing work after I graduated from my program in Michigan. And it's pretty much how that practice works, although you can go and work with, other groups and work doing massage for other associations, but it's primarily a self-administered business. So I would say that's how that started, but the Illuminescence started because there's really not anything like it, in this area at all. And so I thought it would be a good fit.
What gave you the confidence to become an entrepreneur?
Confidence is something I think we're always cultivating. And I seem to have always been one to be in businesses that are new to the general public and rather an enigma. It used to be cell phones, and then it was Thai massage, which is rare to find in this area in Lake County, and then flower essences, which really there's not a high level of awareness. So it challenges my self-confidence, and yet it inspires me to bring out these unique types of products and services to the public. So confidence is always being built, but I've been a confidence for, I guess, for a better part of my life, but it's always evolving.
Okay. What kind of challenges did you face in starting Illuminescence?
Many. I did all my, I realized that I had to do website marketing materials, going out and doing holistic health venues. Some of them were large, ones like at the convention center, holistic health, different types of conventions. And so I had to create from nothing really a presence in the marketplace for a product and service that people were essentially unaware of. So that was my initial challenge of how I was going to do that. Secondly, was to find a website designer to be able to get attuned to what I was aiming to communicate through the site regarding this unique type of healing modality. And but I was fortunate to find a woman who was able to assist me in creating that. So creating product materials and packaging that will communicate what the products are. The retail presence is even tougher because these particular products are not fragrance-oriented, and that was another challenge because a lot of people thought that they would be aromatherapy, but they're not.
Okay.
They're kind of like homeopathics in a sense that they're vibrational remedies, but they have no fragrance. So getting people past the expectation that it was going to smell like something because they were flower essences. So that was also a challenge.
Okay.
I would say marketing materials, product awareness, and getting past the expectation of what people thought they would be.
And part of that obviously required some expense. So how about startup costs? How did you initially fund your business?
Well, I had a savings account to get products, to get the startup. I have about 250 different types of essences that I blend from. So I had to get the whole line of stock as well as bottles and preserving types of substances, marketing materials, contract for websites. So some of it was I paid in installments as I went, and other things I had to purchase up front, which I did for the savings account.
But you managed to do that without taking out a loan. That's excellent.
Yes, I did. I would say initial startup costs were probably about $5,000-$6,000.
Okay. Did you create a formal business plan before starting Illuminescence?
It was not a well thought out in terms of like a real formal projecting, short term, long term. It was more I started out short term. And I was also, doing it in conjunction with my private practice of Thai massage. So that, I guess, was part of the reason that I didn't create a formal business plan, because I was already using it in conjunction with clients. So it was more of a short-term plan than a long-range formal plan.
Okay. When you first thought about starting Illuminescence, I would imagine you had an original vision in mind, and have you had to adapt that original vision in any way?
In several ways. First of all, refining the marketing materials so that people would be able to look at the product on the shelf and perhaps have an awareness of what it was. So I've had to refine the brochures. I've had to change my approach in terms of what type of retail environment would be suitable for the product. So I've tried different things, different centers, different yoga centers, different healing centers. So I've had to change my displays in terms of what would, you know, inspire people to walk up and without being assisted kind of be able to guide themselves into knowing a little bit more about them and easily determining what they are and how they would benefit them. So I've had to experiment quite a bit with that and make some adjustments and changes.
Every entrepreneur.
And also, displays with, for different kinds of health fairs or business expos and things like that. I've had to refine my displays.
I've found that every entrepreneur has to adapt in some way to meet the customer needs. I mean, whatever you come up with in your mind is always going to be shaped by the marketplace once you get out in the real world, and that's one of the common themes that I've found doing these interviews.
Right, absolutely. Because I found that even though that they are packaged beautifully and there's a lot of support materials to explain what they are, they're not self-sellers. So that's been the tricky part. So when we do fairs or holistic health exhibits or things like that, I'm aiming to do presentations and talks and then directing them to the product displays at Oakmore. And we've got one coming up here locally in November, which I'll be doing it.
Interesting. So how would you say things are going for Illuminescence right now in general?
Good. Recently, I've put a little more energy into it. And with outreach and education, and the more I do that, you know, the more interest that there is in it. And I also find that, you know, in these stressful times, people are dealing with a lot of similar challenges around finances, single parenting, illnesses for themselves or with families. And so people are dealing with, I think, higher levels of stress, and so they're looking for, you know, supportive solutions. And so I think long-term, it really has a strong potential to be a great support to people in lieu of other chemicals that they know really don't really solve problems.
All right. Do you have a long-term vision of what you want Illuminescence to be? And you don't have to elaborate if you don't want to.
I do, because I would like to see, I guess, one of the things that's kind of near and dear to my heart is to be able to use Illuminescence as a vehicle to reach children whose it has become really kind of widespread around medicating children at very early ages and continuing that into teens and adulthood. And I think we've kind of, like we've done with antibiotics, we've become over-dependent on psychotropic drugs and antidepressants to solve problems for teens, and it doesn't, and it has a lot of contraindications, and they're finding out that, you know, it can potentially induce suicidal thoughts and things like that, and because these drugs that children are on were never really intended for children anyway, they were adult prescriptions that were modified and given to children of all ages. So I guess if there's one thing that I really aim for it to be is an outreach to provide awareness for parents and children and give them a resource and a go-to place to get help that is in lieu of these other kinds of approaches that I don't agree with.
Well, that's a fantastic goal to aim for, and I hope you get there. Switching gears a little bit, what skills in particular do you think entrepreneurs need to have in order to be successful?
That's a really good question. And I was actually just talking to my daughter about that the other day. I don't think enough emphasis could be put on reading, writing, and speaking skills, because it doesn't matter really what you endeavor to do in your life. If you can cultivate those skills, they go a long way, because I either develop or co-produce all my own marketing materials and in the website a lot of languaging, and it's just a valuable skill, and also communicating with people and all different kinds of people, whether they're going to be people you're servicing or people that you'll work for, people that will assist you, people that you may need to assist you in, you know, business associations that help you develop your business, gaining funding, anything like that. I think it's an invaluable skill. Sales doesn't hurt, for sure.
Absolutely.
I also find that to be a valuable skill because kids learn it at an early age when they want stuff. It's like if we can refine that, because, you know, enrolling and enlisting the resources and the assistance of others, and then ultimately selling products and services that you may, you know, ultimately provide, it's just a really invaluable skill.
Good answer. Is there one thing in particular that might be most important for an entrepreneur to possess?
One skill?
One skill or item or trait?
I would say perseverance. You know, you learn at a young age, hopefully, to overcome obstacles and transform them into opportunities. And I think if you're going to bring products and services or ideas to a market, there's a lot of potential rejection. There's a lot of people that may not agree with you. You can challenge old ways of thinking and being. And, you know, perseverance can get you in places where until you can really muster up the confidence and the skills to be successful, perseverance goes a lot.
Excellent. And last question, is there any particular piece of advice that you would like to give aspiring entrepreneurs?
You know, just dare to be different. You know, the world changes because people have the ideas that can be really inspiring and create change in the world. And without entrepreneurs, we would suffer with what was rather than what could be. And ideas are what make this world a fantastic place to live and grow and be. So, you know, just dream big and follow it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing your time and insights. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you thinking of me to be part of your project, and I hope it goes really well for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.